On today's show, GM is closing another manufacturing plant, this time in Canada. Ford creates a suit to demonstrate the dangers of drowsy driving, and we'll take a look at the top manufacturers in terms of production. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. In an unsurprising move, Mitsubishi's board voted to remove Carlos Ghosn as chairman just days after he was fired by alliance partner Nissan. However, he still remains chairman and CEO of Renault. Reuters reports that executives from the alliance will meet this week to discuss their operations. Ghosn wanted to strengthen the alliance, but Nissan wants more control of its operations. Renault owns a 43% stake in Nissan, while Nissan only has a 15% non-voting stake in Renault. But Nissan is much bigger and outsells Renault by 60%. So it seems like it will be a struggle to keep the alliance together. Over the past year or so, General Motors has been shuttering operations around the world. It stopped selling vehicles in India, it sold off all of its operations in Europe, and it's no longer manufacturing cars in Russia, Indonesia, Australia, and South Africa. And now it's being reported that GM will close its Oshawa plant in Ontario, Canada. The company is expected to make the announcement later today, which will lead to around 2,500 layoffs. The company makes the Chevrolet Impala, Cadillac XTS, Chevy Silverado, and GMC Sierra at the facility. The closure comes at the same time GM is trying to reduce its salaried workforce in North America. It was hoping that 7,000 employees would accept voluntary buyouts, but it could lay off workers if not enough accept them. GM is expected to address that today as well. Kia reveals more details about the new Soul. We'll share those with you right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
I think all people, when sober, know that drinking and driving is a bad idea. But did you know staying awake for more than 18 hours and getting behind the wheel can be comparable to drunk driving? And in the U.S., most drowsy driving crashes are caused by people under 25. So in an effort to help those drivers, Ford has created a sleep suit that mimics the effects of being really tired. Special goggles replicate micro-sleeps, which are uncontrollable, brief episodes of sleep that can last anywhere from a fraction of a second up to 10 seconds. And a weighted hat, vest, arm, and ankle bands simulate being run down. Ford says it will integrate the sleep suit into its young driver training program for 17 to 24-year-olds. But, just so you know, a caffeinated drink and a 20-minute power nap could be all that's needed to get you home safely. Well, we've teased it already, but here's the best look yet at the new Kia Soul. The headlights appear to be more aggressive than the outgoing model, and Kia announced there's a new ruggedly styled X-Line that will join the model range. The naturally aspirated 1.6-liter engine is gone, but the naturally aspirated 2-liter and turbo 1.6-liter remain, as does the EV version. The new Soul will debut in L.A. this week, and then it goes on sale in the U.S. in the first half of 2019, with global markets to follow. Speaking of L.A., we'll be at the show, so look for our coverage later in the week on our website, autoline.tv. Can you guess which automakers make the most vehicles? We'll show you the answer right after this.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
In racing news over the weekend, there was a bit of a scare on the first lap in Formula One as Nico Hülkenberg barrel-rolled into the barriers. But he was okay, and Lewis Hamilton settled in his Mercedes to cap off his championship season with another win at the final race in Abu Dhabi. While automakers say it doesn't matter to them, They love to have bragging rights over their competitors. And in terms of production, the Volkswagen Group is the clear leader in the auto industry. It will make over 11.1 million vehicles this year, according to Auto Forecast Solutions. It's followed by Toyota at nearly 10.5 million units. But then there's a big drop-off to the Hyundai Group, which will build 7.7 million vehicles. And rounding out the top five is General Motors and Ford. And by 2025, there won't be too much change to the list, except for Ford and General Motors swapping spots. If you'd like to keep up to speed with everything that's going on here at Autoline, make sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook by searching for the Autoline Network. And to find us on Twitter, just look for @Autoline. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.